John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation this week, and today my guest host is my youngest daughter, Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
We see each other a lot right now, even though you don't live at home anymore. And what is the reason that I'm over at your house a lot?
How do I explain it without sounding like I'm a shopaholic?
Okay.
Because I'm not.
You're not buying all these things that are coming to the house. Okay.
I mean, they come like multiple times a day and I feel so bad. I'm wondering what like dad or just Sophia thinks.
Okay. We've had to train Sophia on this word. It's delivery. No barking. First of all, Morgan is a social media creator, right? Is that how you would say it?
Yeah.
Social media creator, influencer. You have a fashion site. You do a book club on YouTube. So you're on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And so you're constantly making content. And a lot of companies want you to feature their products when you're doing things, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work, by the way? How did you get to a point where someone reaches out to you and says, Morgan, we'd like you to try this out. And if you like it, would you do a video and would you promote it?
I've just kind of posted content using products that I already like use or just enjoy, talk about. And then that same brand or similar brands will either reach out to me, or if there's one that I've been really loving, I'll reach out to them.
Oh, sure.
And then we either get into a partnership where, you know, it's an exchange for a post, they'll send me like a dress, or in exchange for like a beauty tutorial, they'll send me like makeup brushes. So, you know, I just try to work with brands that I already enjoy and love. And then sometimes I'll just, you know, find ones that, hey, I've been wanting to try it.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, obviously, you don't want to promote things that don't fit you and that that aren't something that you'd want to use on your own. And that took some time to build up, I imagine.
For sure. I don't remember the last time I had to pay for makeup or any of that. But
yeah.
in a nice, humble way, it's just kind of nice to be able to, you know, also create the content and enjoy that, which is something that I've loved. You know, the rest of that kind of comes as a nice price.
Don't you also have a channel or whatever the heck you'd call it where you help people learn how to be creators?
I do TikTok live sometimes in the mornings when I'm doing my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just, you know, teach people, because something else I do is called UGC, which is user-generated content.
Okay.
Which is people genuinely creating content for a brand, and then the brand uses that on their socials versus an influencer, which I post on my socials.
Oh,
so
interesting.
So I teach people how to do that for people that don't necessarily want to be in the influence world, but they like to create content. They can still work with brands. So that's a little bit easier. And for more people to want to, you know, work with brands, and you get a little bit more money because it's for their socials. So they want to make sure it's actually good content.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So in other words, like if somebody's like, I really like making content, I don't want to be the influencer, quote unquote.
It's more ad-based. Instead of hiring in-house creative team, they'll go out in on the internet and see who's already genuinely posting about the product.
So instead of hiring someone in-house that's an employee, they find people who are really good at creating content.
Yeah.
And then that's how they get the content for their site. And that's what you help people.
Yeah, because they look, influencers are more based on your audience versus UGC is more based on your actual creative side. That is why it's posted on their socials. They already have the audience. They're just looking for the on-air person versus influencer. They look for somebody with the audience, regardless of what the promotion is.
I see you keep checking your phone. Why do you keep looking at your phone? We're supposed to be having a conversation.
Oh, we are. I just keep getting notified that packages keep arriving on your poor doorstep.
Oh, God. Okay.
That poor mailman.
Well, I know it's easier for you for all your stuff to get delivered to our house, but it is kind of a pain in the butt. I'm not going to lie.
You get some nice YSL perfume in exchange for it.
Well, that's true. You have given me some nice stuff, so I guess it's okay. Thanks for explaining what you do. It's a little insight into your life.
Yeah, just a little tidbit.